No, I wasn't doing much of anything. You caught me red-handed. Look, why are you even in here? It's like late. Shouldn't you be in your own room sleeping? What are you doing in here? I mean, yeah, we're sisters, but that doesn't mean you can just come bursting in my room in the middle of the night, especially when I'm doing my nighttime ritual. Why are you laughing at me? It is a ritual. I can't sleep without doing that. Yeah, I said you caught me red-handed. I was masturbating. And you walked in on me, came waltzing in my room late at night. I mean, I love when you come and visit me, like, you know, here and there in the evening, but it's really late. I mean, Look, just because I'm a little sister doesn't mean I can't show concern for you either, right? But anyway, why are you here? Because I was making all those noises? Like, I didn't think I was being that loud. Sorry for worrying you. I mean, I assume you're worried. I mean, you look like you're pretty concerned about something. You okay? Now the nighttime ritual can wait. Why don't you come sit down with me for a bit? I mean, like I said, I really enjoy having your company, so it's no problem for me if you just want to sit and talk, and I'll do my ritual later when you go back to bed, it's fine. I mean, I'm not thrilled that you're keeping me up kind of late. That I'm not too thrilled with, but anyway, enough complaining from me. So, what's up? I mean, yeah, I'm pretty open about my bisexuality and how much I love girls. Why are you asking me that? That's like, I mean, it's not a shocker. Surely you've heard me scream about, "Oh my God, this girl's so pretty," or, you know, that kind of thing, right? I mean, hell, sometimes you even join in with me. Is that what this is? Are you concerned because you're worried I won't accept you if you like other girls? I mean, if that's what you're worried about, that's a silly thing to burst in my room late at night for, but like, even then, like, I really don't mind, and I don't think anything differently of you. It's okay. What you like is what you like, and who you like is who you like. Doesn't matter. Don't beat yourself up. Okay? Oh, that's not it? Oh, well, the point still stands. Anyway. Oh, so it kind of relates. Okay, I get what you're. Okay, so let me guess. Wait, let me use my little sister intuition here. Wait. You have a crush on a girl at your school, and you don't know how to confess to her, right? Right? Come on, I've been there. Come on. I got you. I got you. I can give you all kinds of advice if you need it. So, is that what it is? Did I hit the nail on the head? I did? Awesome. Okay. So, no, I can totally give you advice and, like, tips and all that. I mean, I can't promise to give you good advice in the bedroom, but, I mean, in terms of the whole confessing part, yeah, I got that down pat. No, I've never had a girlfriend, but I've always envisioned how I'd confess, and I've read enough shoujo manga and stuff that I think I know what I'm talking about. You know? Don't look at me like that. You seem more down than I thought. I was just trying to cheer you up, I'm sorry. Let me shut up for a minute. Why don't you tell me more about this crush? Who is she, or what is she like? Yeah, what is she like, actually? That might be better. I know sometimes it can be hard to tell people about, people that they like directly, so they make all kinds of, descriptions instead. You know what I mean? So just describe her to me. You don't have to describe her looks if you don't want to, but, I mean, whatever you feel comfortable sharing, just tell me a little bit about this mystery girl. What's she like? 'Cause maybe then I can use my manga knowledge and help you. Because I've read so many, I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. Yeah, she does sound like someone I'd get along with. Having similar hobbies and stuff definitely makes for good friendship, but this is about you and this lady crush, so tell me more. I'm curious. I mean, then again, your potential love interest getting on well with me would be a great benefit to ensure that our sisterly bond stays unbroken, as they say. I mean, I don't think anyone says that, but I just said it, so it counts. Why is it a complicated situation then? Are you worried that I'd get jealous or like what is what? Can you tell me a little bit more about her? Besides just the whole similar hobbies and the fact that she's a bit younger than you, what else is there to her? I mean, she sounds kind of interesting going off what you're telling me, but I don't know. She sounds like someone I'd get on really well with, but you want me to just say something to you? I think my little sister intuition's telling me something else. But I don't know. I don't know if it's right or if it's just wishful thinking, or can I tell you something? All right. Maybe if I get a bit off my mind, then it might take the rest of that mental burden off your mind, right? So, I actually have a crush too. She also goes to our school. And she's really, really cool. Yeah. Can I tell you a little bit about her? Okay, well, she's just extremely on top of things, I guess you could say. She's like I take one look at her and it's like, damn, she's got her shit together. But sometimes I get little glimpses of her in class and it's like she totally doesn't have everything together, but she's really good at making it look like she does, and it's like, damn girl, you do your thing. And I'm like cheering her on from the sidelines, but I feel kind of like a coward because I can't come out and just say those things. But anyway, she's really pretty. That's another thing. She's super duper pretty. She looks a little like you, even. She's very pretty. It's kind of a funny coinkydink that our crushes look like the other, huh? It's kind of funny how that works out, huh? You know? You know I love you, right? You know, you're my precious older sister. Nobody could ever take that away from me, you know? You really mean a lot to me, and I don't want that sisterly bond to necessarily shatter or, you know, tarnish or any other negative thing, but I think I love you a bit more than like a sister. I really think I love you, you know? I'm sorry, that really came out of nowhere. I know it's not normal. It's not okay, really, but I really, really love you, and I mean, I love you as both my sister and, you know, the way that a girlfriend would love you. And it aches so much, you know? I look at you, and I'm with you all the time, and it's like, I just want to be with you in that way, and, yeah. Like, in a romantic way, I mean. Not like, well, I mean, I'm not against the other stuff, but I'm sorry. I'm a bundle of nerves, okay? It's a lot to unload in one night, isn't it? Look, maybe you should sleep. Maybe you should go off to bed. And maybe I will continue my nightly ritual thingy, and we will not talk about this anymore, and we'll try to live on normally, even though we know that we like the other in a very immoral way, and you know, just I don't know anymore. I kind of don't want you to go to bed, though. I don't know what I want right now. My brain's melting, and I'm really nervous and scared, and it's like, you know? You kissed me. Was that a good night kiss? Or, the tables have flipped. You came to me all distressed and upset, and now you're like, mean. Yeah, I do love it when you spoil me and pamper me and take care of me and stuff. I do. I really love it a lot, and I just. You interrupted me in the middle of things, and this isn't making it any better. Do I have to say it? It's really embarrassing. I mean, I can see your nipples poking through your pajama shirt anyway, so, you know. If you're asking what I think you're gonna ask me, my retort is, same to you, right? Like, but yeah, I'm pretty turned on. I was getting pretty close to coming, and then you had to ruin that, and then like, how do you think you'll make it better? Because I sure don't know. Mean, I do know, I just feel shy asking. I'm fine. I'm just really needy, I guess. You suddenly taking the initiative like that has me really... I'm feeling something. It has me feeling horny. God. Did you want me to say it bluntly like that? I'm sorry if you didn't, but... I like how your hand feels on my back. It's pretty sensitive. It's like I know you're not trying to... You know, you're not necessarily trying to... I mean, at least I think you're not trying to make my arousal worse, but... The more you stroke my back like that... It's really... You know... I mean... Huh? Wait, what? I mean... I'm happy to blurt out... anime manga fun facts anytime, but that's kind of a random point to ask. But what's your question? I mean, depending on what it is, I don't know, might totally kill the mood, but what? I said stop with my back, it feels too good. Oh no, are you gonna, oh jeez. I don't mind saying it in the middle of things, I'm just, I gotta teach you how to say that. Do I have to? You would say big sis like one-chan, and then the little sister is imoto-chan, and so... Yeah, I guess, I don't know that they use Imoto-chan like a nickname, but I've definitely seen One-chan used in a few manga like that. Like, in a few manga in general. I mean, that's not to say I don't read the smutty stuff too, but, I mean, I do read the smutty stuff, yeah. What, are you gonna ask me about that now? I don't think I want to go into it. It's too embarrassing. Fine. I can't really deny you because you're always so, like, warm about it. But, I usually read the more incesty stuff, I guess. I'm sorry if that's weird. I bet you expected something a little bit more normal, huh? But I can't help it, I end up... My back is sensitive, I keep telling you this. I read those incest things, and I do imagine us a lot. I usually think of you as the One-chan in them, and then you get the idea, right? You could figure out what they do in the manga yourself, couldn't you? You could just go read some, right? You rubbing my back is turning me on too much. Can't you rub somewhere else instead? No, not my tummy. I mean, it tickles, but it feels nice. Yeah. I want to finish my nighttime ritual. This isn't making it any better. Oh. 姉ちゃん。Can you rub somewhere a bit lower? Pretty please? I really need it. It's aching and swollen down there, and it really needs your fingers there. My clit. I mean, you should know that. You have a clit. Why are you trying to tease me so much? Not that I don't like it, but... Oh, fuck. Yeah, your finger feels really good on my clit. No, it feels too good. On it. I really love you. I love you as a sister, but I also love you as your girl. I really love how you're rubbing me. Please don't stop. I can't be too loud, it'll wake everyone up. No, my voice isn't cute, it's weird. It feels too good. I can't think straight. It's hard to speak. Please don't stop touching me. I need it really bad. Oh, no. Yeah, it's pretty slippery, isn't it? My little hole. No. Don't stick it in. Don't do it. I just want you to take the wetness back up to my clit. Pretty, please? Was I getting tense? I'm sorry. Oh. Thank you for not hurting me. My clit feels really good. It feels even better now that you got the wetness there. I was thinking about you doing this to me before you came in here. I was thinking about how your fingers would feel all over my clit as I rubbed my clit. And I even pictured your tongue on it, too. I don't know, there's just a lot that I think of with you. No, it wasn't my first time masturbating to the thought of you. I'm sorry if it's weird. You've gotten off to the thought of me too? Really? So you thought of this too? Is that another instance of the weird sisterly link thing? I bet you're pretty wet right now too, huh? Hey, can you stop your finger for a minute? I want to tell you another thing in those manga that I've read that maybe you don't know about, that I could tell you. You know, sometimes when two girls wanna make love and get off together, they push their pussies together and they fuck each other like that. And then they come. Yeah, they do. They end up coming really, really hard from grinding their clits on each other. Onet, do you mind if I get on top of you and fuck you with my pussy? My pussy's so swollen and hot, and it really wants to grind on yours. I never really paid much attention before, and I really regret it because you have a really, really pretty pussy. I'm gonna push mine into yours now, okay? I'm gonna rub my clit into your clit. There's nothing wrong with the little sister showing concern and taking initiative, right? Your pussy's so soft. I think it's wetter than mine even. Wow. Yeah, don't say anything. Just push your pussy into mine. Let's fuck each other like this. Fantasized about this so much while reading all those things. It's melting against you. My pussy feels so good against you. My clit's getting wetter and harder. Oh god, on it. Yeah. Yeah, you can plug your hips into mine. I think it'd feel even better that way, even. Heard me play with myself before. I'm sorry. Wait. What? Oh god. So you actually came in here so this would happen. Oh god, on it. You came in here because you knew I was horny. Like, then why'd you act so surprised? What the fuck? Okay, it doesn't matter though. It's fine. But you could have been more honest with me. Watching you buck your hips. Your pussy's getting me pretty close on it. Are you getting close? I'd like if we could come together. It's okay if we can't, but I feel like I'm getting close on it. Can we try and come together? Just really fuck that pussy against mine. Your pussy come against my pussy. I'm coming on your pussy. On it. On it. It's your fault, Meanie. You don't gotta go back to your room tonight. You just wanna cuddle here with me. Can we cuddle each other? I'd really like it if you could hold me and pet my hair. Is that okay? Thank you. I love you so much. I know we're sisters. I know society would probably be like, yuck. But I don't really care. My love for you and your love for me means more to me than anything any judgmental fucks would think. I mean, yeah, maybe it is a bit of a careless attitude to have, but I have you, and you have me, and we love each other, and it's not like the world has to know. By day, we can just be normal sisters, and then at night, maybe we can sneak into each other's rooms and do things like this. Or just cuddle and talk, really whatever, but can you hold me like this for the rest of the night, Annette? Sorry, it stuck with me calling you that. I really love you.